Generations of school kids have clambered up and down its steep steps and explored its tight corridors and nearly house-sized gun turrets. Like these fifth graders from J.S. Waters Elementary in Chatham County, and one of the teachers with them, Kristen Breedlove, who had come here often when she was a kid.
I came when I was somewhere between 5 and 10 with my grandparents, because we used to come to Carolina Beach for summer vacation. So we would come and visit here every single time we went.
And like millions before them, these kids got a history lesson while marveling at the size everything has to be on a ship nearly 2.5 football fields long.
Oh, dang, look at those turrets.
Hardly anything aboard, from the cannon barrels bigger than telephone poles to bread mixers that easily swallow 100 pounds of flour, has changed since the ship's time fighting in the Pacific Theater during World War II. But the climate is changing, and the effects are especially obvious here. Retired Navy Captain Terry Bragg runs the battleship site.
When I got to the battleship North Carolina in 2009, I saw symptoms of climate change. The trend went from the 1940s, where we had 6 flooding events, to between 2010 and 2015, we had 92 flooding events. And now we're up to 70 a year.
Hurricanes have often made landfall here, pushing a storm surge ahead of them. And the site is downstream from parts of the state where storms can dump lots of rain. So it can get high water from two directions, sometimes during the same storm.
We know we're at the epicenter of the climate change in eastern North Carolina. We've spent millions of dollars in mitigation to the impacts of Matthew and Florence and Tropical Storm Michael.
Hurricane Florence forced the site to close for nearly 3 weeks because it was completely flooded. The battleship can't afford to shut down in these ever more frequent floods because, while it's state-owned, it has to operate like a business, generating enough money to pay for its operations. So Bragg and his team have started a new initiative.
We've developed this strategy. It's called Living with Water, so we can live in a very compatible way with the natural movement of water across our property.
They started the plan last summer, even before Florence hit. The battleship is seeking a grant from the state's Clean Water Management Trust Fund to help pay for it. It's become almost routine for part of the parking lot to flood, and the staff has to monitor the tide for weeks ahead to try to be ready. The new initiative, though, could help make that flooding benign.
We will give up much of our parking lot and make it a natural conduit of water. We're going to create a living shoreline rather than those big concrete blocks. We just finished the construction of an $8 million cofferdam that will facilitate repairs to the ship, but also protects us from environmental issues.
Because flooding could even threaten the battleship itself. It's actually sitting on the bottom, but during Hurricane Florence, flooding floated it. If it had settled wrong as the water receded, too much pressure on one place could have damaged the aging hull. Or, like the USS Alabama in Mobile Bay, it could have come to rest tilted to one side. Bragg said that the restored wetlands and shoreline at the heart of the Living with Water plan will become part of the battleship North Carolina's educational mission, too, so that kids can learn about climate change and how to deal with it.
So we're going to keep this battleship around for another 50 or 100 years, in a time when you're going to see many of the historic ships disappear.
No!
And in a time when these kids see the water get higher and higher. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.